on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Well, essentially, the budget is decided on the front of today's Irish Daily Mail. No need for negotiations because all the details are out there. There's going to be a double social welfare payment and €450 worth of electricity credits. Energy credits and double social welfare payments will all be front-loaded and paid to voters this year in a budget 2025 pre-election bonanza. So obviously, when the government signs off on a budget, some of the measures don't come in until the following year. But they're going to front load some of these and pay them this year, which kind of feels like that they're really gearing up for a late election later this year. Ministers have told the Irish Daily Mail there will be a repeat of the €450 electricity credit that the coalition gave to everyone in budget 2024. However, instead of being paid in three instalments, like we got the 150 every few months, it's going to be paid out by December. So lump sum of €450, and then there's going to be a swathe of double social welfare payments. They'll be paid out before Christmas too. You can read more about the budget in the Irish Daily Mail this morning. Also, lots of tributes in the papers to Edna O'Brien, and we heard it in the news there. The Irish Daily Mail, just to give you one example, on the front page, a defiant and courageous spirit, writer Edna O'Brien dies at age 93. After a long illness. I was looking at images of her last night when she was 90, still an incredibly glamorous, beautiful woman with the most amazing speaking voice, really a touch of class, and a trailblazer. All those words being used to describe Edna O'Brien, lots of tributes in the papers to her. The paper's also covering weekend horror on the roads. The Irish Daily Mirror, Joe, 14, killed in e-scooter crash. The Irish Daily Star, teen killed in scooter crash. Tributes have poured in for a 14-year-old boy killed after his e-scooter was involved in a collision with the car. Joe Carthy died following the incident in Kilkenny on Saturday night. His brother said, "I hope you get the best bed in heaven." The Irish Sun, weekend horror, they wrap up a number of the deaths on our roads. Ireland endured another weekend of road carnage as three people died in horror crashes. So we had Joe Carthy in the e-scooter crash on Saturday evening, and then the news that two men killed and two others rushed to hospital following a three-vehicle smash involving motorbikes yesterday afternoon on that Boyne Valley Road there in Oldcastle, on the border, I think, between Oldcastle and Castle Pollard. So another horrific weekend on our roads. The Irish Independent, two sporting stories on the front page. One is that an army show jumping horse has failed a drugs test after taking part in a qualifier for the horse show at the RDS. However, a Defence Forces investigation has been unable to identify or ascertain how the horse was given the prohibited substance. Both the horse and the rider are from the Army Equitation School, and the Indo says that this offence is hugely embarrassing for the 98-year-old school. This happens at McKee Barracks there. So an army show jumping horse failing the drugs test for the horse show. And then the other story in the qualifier for the horse show, I should say, the other big story on the front of the Indo and on the front of a lot of the papers is the All-Ireland final yesterday. A lovely photograph of Jarlett Burns lifting the Sam Maguire with his son Jarlee Ogue at Croke Park yesterday after Armagh beat Galway. Obviously a great honour for Jarlett Burns, being GA president and an Armagh man, and seeing his son lifting the Sam Maguire Cup and being able to hold it with him. Jarlett Burns is an incredible speaker, by the way, and he's some orator, because at the hurling final and the football final, he made these incredibly eloquent speeches. One would wonder if there's a career in politics maybe that is awaiting Jarlett Burns. I've heard him in media interviews too, and sometimes he gets a grilling and he's well able to handle it. So maybe he just wants to be GA president, or you never know what other type of president he'd like to be. Separately, I watched the All-Ireland final. It's very good. Nothing compared to the hurling final, though, I have to say. But they are very different sports, I suppose. Inside the papers then, we have the deposit return scheme. More and more people collecting their bottles, trying to get a few quid back in the deposit return scheme. But the Indo tells us that Irish Rail has erected warning signs telling people not to rummage in station bins for bottles and cans. So apparently this is where we're at now, that people are going through bins looking to find bottles to get 15 cent back on it. Or The reason why the Irish Rail is putting up the signs, I assume for rubbish, but also they're warning that you could get pricked by syringes if you put your hand in a bin in a train station looking for a bottle or a can. And then Dublin City Council is also in the Indo, looking at redesigning its street bins to stop people from pulling out the contents to look for discarded drinks containers. So apparently bins in public places are becoming a draw for people looking to get 15 cent or 25 cent brought back to shops or returned through reverse vending machines. Obviously kind of depressing that people are that hard up for 15 or 25 cents, but that's where we are. And as I say, a warning not to be going through public bins, presumably because of litter, but also because of syringes in the bins. Couple of driving stories in the papers. The Irish Times tells us that driving test waiting times are still more than 10 weeks, despite hopes that this target could be met by the middle of the year. The average estimated waiting time for learner drivers who apply for a test is more than 15 weeks. Now, Jack Chambers had told The Dáil earlier this year that waiting times had reduced from 30 weeks to 15, and they're trying to get it down to 10, but it's not working so far because you're still waiting 2.5 months to get your driving test. And then on that, in the Star, we're told that a tripling of the hours that young learner drivers must complete under instruction is needed to prevent future road deaths. As it stands, you have to take 12 one-hour lessons with a driving instructor. However, the Professional Driving Instructors Association says we need to treble that. It should be at least 30 hours that you do before you can sit your driving test. We'll have more on that on News Talk Breakfast this morning. A couple of final stories for you. Obviously, it's the 29th of July, really in the height of the summer holidays now, children at home. And parents would prefer to sit at home rather than go out with their children, according to a survey in The Sun. A third of parents would rather be at home with their kids than take a trip out, just because of the hassle involved and the cost. Parents are put off, apparently, by expensive entry costs for attractions, long queues, poor weather, parking issues and traffic jams. It's just easier to stay at home with the kids. Also, seagulls are being blamed as a reason why parents don't want to go out with their children. Greedy seagulls, sand in the sandwiches and picnics plagued by wasps were also bugbears. And the poll found that a third of parents, 32%, prefer to spend more time in their house during the holidays, and around half of the 1,000 surveyed said being together at home made children happier and improved family bonds. Of course, it is nice if you're happy enough to stay in your house, but maybe the kids will start annoying you and plaguing you looking to go off for the day. And final story, staying with the house, from The Sun, your house can be too clean. This is music to the ears of anyone who hates cleaning. Experts are warning there is such a thing as a house being too clean. Nick Ross, from Home Spritz, which is a cleaning firm. This is a cleaner saying things are too clean, by the way. He says excessive tidying can do more harm than good. And depending what items we have in our house, we could even be lessening the lifespan of our belongings. So he's going through the topics there. He says wiping surfaces. We've gotten into the habit constantly wiping down surfaces, but actually this might be doing more harm than good. You might be spreading germs, and then the germs become more resistant. So don't be flat out cleaning surfaces. Also, dusting. Most of us hate the sight of dust in our homes, but we can go overboard. And Nick says, this is music to my ears because I hate dusting. Nick says it's easier to clean dust if you leave it for a while. So instead of doing it every day, apparently if you dust every day, you're not picking up as much of it. So leave it for a week or so. Once a week, that is enough. Let the dust build up. And he says you don't need to clean your oven. There's no need to clean the oven every week or every month. I never clean the oven. And your windows, there's nothing worse than seeing the sun stream dirty windows. However, our windows do not need cleaning as often as we think because it changes with the weather. Most windows, he says, only need a proper clean inside and out once or twice a year, much to the upset of all the window cleaners out there.
On 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.